India's FIU flags 15 offshore crypto platforms for AML lapses. India's Financial Intelligence Unit, FIUIND, has issued non-compliance notices to 15 offshore virtual digital asset service providers, according to reporting from CoinDesk on September 9, 2026. The regulator says the platforms operated in the country without registering under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, and it has asked for their apps and website URLs to be removed from public access in India. The name platforms are Weex, Blowfin, Resurrex, Bitunix, DigiFinex, 2Bit, XT.com, LaToken, WWOX, Pionex, ChangeNow, SimpleSwap, Fixed Float, WhiteBit, and Gardarian. The notices were issued under Section 13 of the PMLA, the provision that lets FIUIND act against reporting entities that fail to meet their obligations. The net now covers swaps and on-ramps, not just exchanges. The detail that separates this round from earlier ones is the type of service being targeted. Past FIU actions concentrated on offshore order book exchanges. This list pulls in swap services and on-ramp tools such as ChangeNow, SimpleSwap, Fixed Float, and Gardarian, alongside the exchanges. Those are the products people reach for when they want to convert one asset into another quickly or move fiat into crypto without a full exchange account. That widening matters because swap and on-ramp platforms sit at exactly the points where money enters and changes shape. From an anti-money laundering standpoint, an unregistered on-ramp is the same kind of gap as an unregistered exchange. Transactions flow without the Know Your Customer checks and suspicious activity reporting that registered entities have to run. By naming them explicitly, FIUIND is signaling that the registration requirement attaches to the function, converting, transferring, or holding assets for others, not to whether a company calls itself an exchange. PMLA registration has been the line since 2023 virtual digital asset service providers were brought under the PMLA framework in March 2023. Since then, any company offering exchange between crypto and fiat, transfer of virtual digital assets, or custody and administration of those assets has been required to register with FIUIND as a reporting entity. Registration is not a formality. It carries KYC, record keeping, and reporting duties, and it puts the provider inside a supervised regime that the unit can audit. Offshore platforms have often treated that requirement as optional, serving Indian users through apps and websites while keeping their legal and operational base elsewhere. The blocking request is the lever that closes that gap. If an app is pulled from Indian app stores and its URLs are restricted, the offshore status stops being a shield. This is the same playbook the unit used before. In October 2025, it issued similar notices to a larger batch of offshore exchanges, including BingX, LBank, CoinW, CEX.io, and PoloniX. Indian users on these platforms face an access problem. Anyone in India holding funds on one of the 15 named platforms faces a practical access problem. If App Store removal and URL blocking follow the notices, logging in, moving funds, or completing a swap could become harder from inside the country. The immediate defensive step for affected users is to check balances and consider consolidating onto a provider that is registered with FIUIND rather than waiting to see whether access degrades. There is a second order point worth stating plainly. Platforms that never completed KYC on their Indian users, which is part of the reason they are being flagged, are also the platforms least able to help those users recover access or funds if service is cut. The compliance gap that draws enforcement is the same gap that leaves customers without a clear support path. That risk is a recurring theme in offshore enforcement cases, from frozen asset disputes to sudden regional shutdowns. For the wider market, the message is consistent with a global direction of travel. Regulators are increasingly treating on-chain conversion points, swaps, on-ramps, and off-ramps as regulated financial infrastructure rather than neutral software. India is one of the largest crypto user bases in the world, so its enforcement choices set a reference other jurisdictions watch.